It's huge, especially it being a road game. We know how hard it is to win on the road in this league, and getting the first one out the way with and winning the way is pretty big for us.
There's a lot of talk about when you came here about what you could do for this offense, and it pretty much played out immediately in the first series. How did it feel to go out there and be involved right away and do what you did?
I felt good, man, just being able to keep the chains moving, getting some big first down conversions, and keeping us on the field. So it felt good. Felt like me and Derek's rapport is something that we've been working on all offseason, kind of showed and paid off.
You know, Derek talked a lot about, hey, we can do a lot better than that. You know, is that the way you come out of it feeling too?
Absolutely. I don't think you should ever be satisfied. I feel like we left a lot of plays out there, and we could get better. Just small things that we need to clean up as an offense.
Did you feel get into the flow of the game right away? I mean, for the first time being out there?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what you live for, man. It's the juice. Once your juice is good going, it's hard for other people to be able to stop that. So that's just being part of the game, just the love for the game.
For a first-time offensive coordinator, Todd Downing, out there, and they're going against this LeBeau defense, that they're going to do all kinds of switching and stuff around. It looked like it was seamless in terms of the plays coming in. Nothing was rushed at all. Did it seem like it was really smooth?
For the most part. Yeah. I mean, that's the way you practice it. That's the way you design it. You know, that's what you should expect going into the game. So I think TD did a great job calling the game. But, you know, like I said before, it's still some things that we can improve on. It's still some things that we can get better on. So that's what we're focusing on going into this week, is getting better and focusing on the Jets.
Why do you think he'll be a good defensive coordinator? It's obviously new for him. Well, but looking long term, why do you think he fits that spot?
Because he takes advantage of the mismatches that are out on the field, and that's what you need to do. That's what you need to do in this league. No matter where they line up as a defense, they're going to have weak points. So you need to take advantage of those weak points that the defense shows you. And just for the fact of him being a great guy and being a great play caller, I mean, he just does that easy.
I'm sorry if I answered this earlier, but your connection with Derek, how quickly did that develop? Was it natural? I mean, I imagine any receiver and a quarterback takes some time to have a rapport.
Yeah, you know, it's what we talked through and worked on all offseason. So going into the game is just like clockwork. It's the same thing you've been going through, working on for months on end. So, that's how you practice. That's why you practice. So you can get game-like situations, and that way it'd be flawless.
Did you figure this was kind of a good fit when you came here, in the sense that they have, and you mentioned this after the game, Amari on the outside, Crabb on the outside. It seems like the pieces fit. There's different skill sets.
Yeah, absolutely. It's explosion all over the field. And it's going to be hard for defenses to stop when you have that many different mismatches that are out there. So, like I said, we look to take advantage of those things, and every single person that lines up with us brings a different element to the field, that's a switch up for defenses.